We continue Be'ezrat Hashem in our limud of Masechet Ketubot. We are on Daf Tzadik Gimel. We are 6 lines from the top by the Mishnah. This limud is Le'ilui Nishmat Rav Shalom Kohen Ben Tfach Amalka, Ya'ir Ben Tova, Na'im Ben Chatun, Yom Tov Ben Chana, Shaul Ben Latife, Erez Ben Miriam, Baruch Ben Shlomo, Sulika Bat Chana, Eta Rivka Bat Mordechai, Rivka Bat Dvorah, Eva Shlomit Bat Ilana Esther, Chaya Esther Chava Bat Sarah, and Luba Bat Mazal Alehem HaShalom, also Lizchut Refuah Shlema, for Elisheva Bat Neta, Chana Bat Sulika, Gabriela Masuda Bat Sarah, and Esther Bat Sarah. The Mishnah begins, 6 lines from the top, Mi Shehaya Nasui Shalosh Nashim. In a case where one was married to 3 women, Vamet, and he died, Ktubata Shel Zo Mane, Veshel Zo Mataim, Veshel Zo Shalosh Meot. The Ktubah of one wife was 100, the ketubah of the second one was 200, and the ketubah of the third was for 300. And all of these ketubot were issued on the same date, so none of the wives have any precedence over any of the others. They were all written on the same day. Ve'en sham el amaneh, and the total value of the estate of the husband who died is only 100. Cholkim b'shave. All 3 wives divide the estate equally. Hayusham mataim. If there was 200 dinars in the value of the estate, so shel mane notelet chamishim. The one whose ketubah is for 100, she takes 50. Shel mataim v'shel shelosh meot, shlosha shlosha shel zahav. Those whose ketubot, one was 200, one was 300, they take 3 dinars of gold each, which is the equivalent of 75 silver dinarim. So the first one takes 50, that leaves 150, and then they split the 150 into half, and each one will get 75 silver dinars. Hayusham shlosh meot. If let's say he had 300 dinarim in the value of his estate, so shel mane notelet chamisha, the woman who has the ketubah of 100, notelet chamishim, she gets 50. Veshel mataim mane, the one with the ketubah of 200, she gets mane, she gets 100. Veshel shlosh meot, shisha shel zahav, and the one who has the ketubah of 300, she takes 6 golden dinarim, which is the equivalent of 150 silver dinarim. And the Mishnah continues to say, V'chen shlosha she'itilu lakis. Similarly, the din would be if, let's say, 3 separate people, hitilu lakis, would deposit money into a wallet, into a purse, which means they invested different amounts of money into a business that they are going to all join together in. So 3 people invested money, lakis, into a business. Each one gave a different amount. Pihatu ohotiru. So if they incurred a loss, or if let's say they earned a profit, and now they want to divide the partnership, they want to dissolve it. Kach hem cholkim. They divide the assets in this manner, in the way that we just explained, which means based on the amount that each of them initially invested in the partnership. So now the Gemara wants to discuss the Mishnah. The Gemara asks about the halakha in the case where the estate was 200 dinars. So it said the halakha is the wife who has the ketubah for 100, she receives 50. So the Gemara is asking, shel mane notelet chamishim? Why should the wife who has the ketubah for 100 take 50? Tlatin utlata vetilta hu deitla. She should have the right to collect only 33 1/3 dinars. The woman who has the ketubah of 100, so her claim is only for the first 100 dinars out of the 200, right? Now all 3 women have an equal right to this first 100. So if that's the case, then that should be split equally. It reasons to say that it should be divided equally between the 3 of them. Why does she get 50 in the first 100? She should get only 33 1/3. Amar Shmuel says, the Mishnah is talking about the following case. Bekotevet ba'alat matayim leba'alat maneh, dinu dvarim enni imach bemaneh. The one who has the ketubah for 200, she wrote in a shtar to the one who has the ketubah for 100, dinu dvarim en li imach bemaneh. I don't have any legal dealings or any involvement with you regarding the first 100 dinars, which means that the one who has the ketubah of 200 relinquished her share in the first 100 dinars. So it comes out that out of the three women, only two of them now have a claim on the first 100. The one who has the ketubah of 100 and the one who has the ketubah of 300. So they divide that one equally between them. And that's why the first one only gets 50. Ihachi, the Gemara says, if so, we have a question. Eima seifa. What about the next statement in the Mishnah? Shel matayim v'shel shlosh me'ot shalosh shalosh shel zahav. In that very case, what does it say? It says that the wife who has the ketubah for 200 and the one who has the ketubah for 300, each one takes 3 dinarim of gold each. So this is lichaura. We have a question. Because the wife who has the ketubah for 300, she should be able to say to the wife who has the ketubah for 200, teimala hasalikat nafshich mina, but you removed yourself from the first 100 dinar, right? And so you have a claim only against what? Only against the remaining 100. Your ketubah is 200. You relinquished your claim on the first 100. So you only have a claim on 100. So it should follow that the wife whose ketubah was for 300 should take 100 in total. 50 from the first 100 and 50 from the second 100. And the one whose ketubah was for 200 should only receive 50. Which is half of the second 100, which is the only claim she has. So the Gemara answers, Mishum de Amrala. The reason why it's not so is because the wife whose ketubah is for 200 can say to the one whose ketubah is for 300, Midinu dvarim hu de salika nafshai. I only removed myself from any legal dealings or involvement, which means I didn't completely relinquish my rights to the first 100. I only agreed that I'm not going to become involved in a din Torah with the wife who has the ketubah of 100, but I still have rights to the first 100 dinarim regarding my involvement with you, the one who has the ketubah of 300. So therefore, it comes out that both women, the 201 and the 301, have equal rights to the remaining 150 dinarim, and so they have to divide it equally between them. Now, the next statement in the Mishnah was Hayusham Shelosh Me'ot. The Mishnah taught in the case where the husband left over 300 dinars in his estate. So now the money is divided in a way that the one who has the ketubah of 100 gets 50. The one who has the ketubah of 200 receives 100. And the one who has the ketubah of 300 gets 150 dinarim. So the Gemara asks, Shel matayim maneh? Why is it that the one whose ketubah is for 200 receives 100? Shivim v'chamisha hu di'itla. She should receive only 75, just like Shmuel explained before. After all, you told me that she agreed not to have any involvement with the wife who has the ketubah of the first 100. So that means she only has a claim of the remaining 150. Out of the first 200, she only has a claim for 150. And so, because obviously she doesn't have rights on the third 100 at all, she only has a ketubah for 200, so she should receive half of what her claim is, of what she has a right for, which is 75. Why do we say that she gets 100? Amar Shmuel says, the Mishnah is talking, Bekotevet ba'alat shlosh me'od le'ba'alat matayim u'le'ba'alat maneh, where the Mishnah is talking about a case where the woman who has the ketubah of 300, she writes a shtar to both the wife who has the 200 ketubah and to the wife who has the 100 ketubah, dinu dvarim eni machem be'maneh. I don't have any involvement with you regarding the first 100 dinarim. So therefore, due to this agreement, the first 100 is divided between the wife who has the ketubah of 100 and the wife who has the ketubah of 200. So each one is receiving 50. The second 100 is divided between the wife who has the ketubah of 200 and the wife who has the ketubah of 300. So as a result, the one who has the ketubah of 200 ends up with a full 100, 50 from here and 50 from here. The third 100 goes exclusively to the one whose ketubah is for 300. So her total is going to be 150. That's what the Mishnah means, according to Shmuel. Rav Yaakov minehar Pakud, Mishmed Ravina Amar, Rav Yaakov, who came from the city of Nehar Pakud in Bavel, said in the name of Ravina, a different explanation than Shmuel on the Mishnah. According to Rav Yaakov minehar Pakud, in the name of Ravina, the Mishnah is not referring, like Shmuel said, to cases where one of the women waived her rights to a specific 100. Rather, the Mishnah is talking in a case in which they didn't receive all the inheritance of the husband at once, rather in partial installments. And each time a certain installment became available, so the women repossessed, they seized a portion of the estate. So he says, Resha b'shtei tfisot v'sefa b'shtei tfisot. The first case in the Mishnah is referring to a case where there were two seizings of property. And the last case, the later case, is referring to a case where there were two tfisot as well, to a case where there were two seizings of properties. And he explains, Resha b'shtei tfisot, the first case of the Mishnah, where the husband left 200 dinarim available. So it's referring to a case of shtei tfisot, where there were two seizings of property, meaning the case was denaflu 75 bechad zimna, 75 dinars became available at one time, ume'ave 25 bechad zimna, and 125 dinars, the rest, became available at another time. So now, when the first installment of the 75 became available, each of the women had an equal claim to the money, and they divided it equally, so each received 25. You divide 75 into 3, each received 25. When the second installment became available, the one of 125, so the woman whose ketubah was for 100, she had a claim to 75 dinarim. And so she received a third of that amount, which means she altogether got 50. The other woman also received an equal share of those 75 dinars, and they divided it equally, the remaining 50 dinarim, which brought their total to 75 dinars each. And then, seifa b'shtet fisot, and then the next case in the Mishnah, where 300 dinarim were available, is also referring to a case where there were two tfisot in the property, two seizings. Denaflu shivim hamisha bechad zimna. At one time, 75 dinarim became available. And then the rest, umatayim ve'esrim hamisha, the 225 became available at another time. And so they divided it equally in the same way. So from the first 75, they split equally among three of them. And so the first one received 25. And that leaves us with 250. So on 100 of the 250, the one who has the ketubah of 200 has a tvi'ah of 100. And the one of the 300 has a claim of 100. And therefore they split it equally. And the 50 that is left goes to the one who has the ketubah of 300. So that's how the one who had the ketubah of 100 receives in total 50. The one who had the ketubah of 200 receives 100. And the one who had the ketubah of 300 receives 150. Tanya, we learned in a braita, Zo Mishnat Rabbi Natan. This is all the teaching of Rabbi Natan. Rabbi Omer, Rabbi, however, says, En ani ro'ed devarav shel Rabbi Natan be'elu, I don't agree with the words of Rabbi Natan regarding this case of these women. Ela cholkot b'shaveh, rather they divide everything equally. Now the Mishnah continued and said, V'chen shelosha sheitilu. Similarly, the halakha is when you have three individuals who deposited money, who invested different amounts into a joint business, so they will also divide the assets in a similar way. Amar Shmuel, Shmuel says, Shenaim sheitilu lekis. Two people who deposited money into a purse, into a business. Zemane vezematayim. One invested 100 dinarim, one invested 200. Hasachar la'emtza. The earnings are divided equally. That Hasachar la'emtza means they divide everything equally. Amara Baraba says, Mistabra milte di Shmuel beshor laharisha ve'omed laharisha. Rabba says, Shmuel's statement is reasonable in a case where these two people bought a shor laharisha, an ox for plowing, ve'omed laharisha, and it was used for plowing. And now they want to divide the earnings from the work of the ox. So now, since each part of the ox is necessary in order to plow, so each partner's, each shutaf's contribution is equally necessary. Even though one invested more money than the other, but you can't, one cannot do without the part that was bought by the other. You need the entire part of the all the body of the animal in order to do harisha. So what if one invested more money, but still, what good would his part in the animal be without the part of the other shutaf, of the other partner? And therefore, if they are to divide the profits, they divide it equally. So that's when we say, like the words of Shmuel, Hasachar la'emtza, you divide it equally. Aval b'shor lecharisha ve'omed litvicha, but let's say in a case where they bought an ox for plowing, but omed litvicha, it was used for slaughter. And now they want to divide the income from the sale of the meat. Well, now when you're selling meat, well, that's different. Each part is separate. One does not depend on the other. So zenote lefi me'otav, zenote lefi ma'otav. Each one, each partner is going to take a portion of the money according to what he invested. So the one who invested more will get more money. Ve'Rav Hamnuna amar, now Rav Hamnuna argues, and he says, afilu shor lecharisha ve'omed litvicha hasachar la'emtza. Even in the case where they bought the shor, the ox for plowing, but they used it lishchitai, now they want to sell the meat, so the earnings are still divided equally. So we have here a machloket between Rabba and Rav Hamnuna in the case of shor lecharisha ve'omed litvicha. The Gemara is going to bring a question on Rabba's statement from the following braita. Metive, we learned in a braita in a Tosefta. Shenaim shi'itilu lekis, two people who invested money, zemane vezematayim, 100 and 200, hasachar la'emtza. That's all the braita says. The reward, meaning the earnings, are divided equally. My love, b'shor lacharisha ve'omed litvicha. Isn't it including also a case where the shor, the ox, was bought for plowing, but it was used for slaughter? Utiyufta de Rabba. We see that it says asachar la'emtza even in such a case, not like what Rabba said. The Gemara says it's not a question. Lo, Rava can tell you, no, that Braita is not talking about Omed Litvicha, Beshol Lacharisha Veomed Lacharisha. It's talking about a case where it was bought for plowing and it was used for plowing. So that's why they divide equally, as we explained before. Aval Shol Lacharisha Veomed Litvicha Mai. So the Gemara asks, okay, so what would be the din then by Shol Lacharisha Veomed Litvicha if it was used for slaughter? Are you telling me, Rabba, like you said, that each one will take according to his investment? Adetani seifa. So then we have a question from that braita. Because that braita continues into the seifa and says the following. Lakach ze beshelo, veze beshelo. The braita gives us a case in the seifa. If let's say, lakach ze beshelo, one partner purchased oxen with his own money, and the other one, lakach ze beshelo, the other one purchased oxen with his own money. Venit arvu. And then they became mixed when both owners entered into a business together. The oxen became mixed. So now, what do we do? Zenotel afim autav, the Braita says, vezenotel afim autav. Each partner takes his portion according to what he invested. So the Gemara is asking on Rabba, Adetani, instead of saying that case in the Seifa, Liflok velitni bedide. Why is the Tosefta, why is the Braita giving me a whole different case in order to give a difference? Why don't you make a distinction within the case of the first case itself? In the case of Shol Lacharisha veOmed Lacharisha, what should the Seifa say? It should say like this, Bame devarim amurim. When do we say that asachar la'emtza, that they divided equally? That's only b'shor lacharisha ve'omed lacharisha. Aval b'shor lacharisha ve'omed litvicha, zenotel efi me'otav, zenotel efi me'otav. The second part of the Braita wanted to give me a case where they each one gets money according to what he invested. So why did you have to go to give me a whole different case totally where each one bought his own oxen and then they got mixed? Why don't you talk about the same very case? When do we say they split it equally? That's by Shol Lacharisha Ve'omed Lacharisha. But if Shol Lacharisha Ve'omed Litvicha, then also each one receives according to his investment. According to you, Rabbah, that's what it should say. Rabbah answers, it's not a question. Hachinami Kamal, that's indeed what the Tosefta is saying. The Tosefta means to say like this, Bame Devarim Amurim, when do we say that they split it equally? Beshol Lacharisha Ve'omed Lacharisha. Aval b'shol acharisha ve'omed litvicha. But if the case would be that they bought it for plowing and then they used it for slaughter, na'asa kemi, the halacha becomes like in a case of shelakach ze b'shelo v'nitarvu, where everyone would agree, zenotel lefi me'ota v'zenotel lefi me'ota. And therefore, it's not a question on Rabbah. The Gemara, however, is going to bring another proof. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah. What does our Mishnah say? Bechen shlosha sheitilu lakis. Three people who deposited money, invested different amounts of money into a joint business. Pihatu ohotiru. If let's say they incurred a loss or they earned a profit, and now they want to break up the partnership and divide everything. Kach hem cholkim. They divide the assets in the way that was described in the Mishnah before. Which means it's based on the amount that each one of them initially invested. So now, the Gemara is saying, my love, isn't it that the Mishnah is talking in the following way, that pichatu, that when it says they incurred a loss, pichatu mamash, it means they incurred an actual loss. And when it says otiru, it means they actually, otiru mamash, they actually earned a profit. And still it says that they divide the assets only proportionally, each one according to what he invested, not equally. So this is lecha'ora, a difficulty on what Shmuel said. Shmuel said to us, if shnayim itilu leki zemane vezematayim, asachar laemtza. Shmuel said that we divided equally, not proportionally. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Bar Avua. Rav Nachman says, in the name of Rav Bar Avua, Lord, the Mishnah is not talking the way you understand. Hotiru, when it says in the Mishnah they earned a profit, zuze chadete, it means they received new dinarim, new coins, which means in place of the old ones that they started with, they received new coins. And these new coins were of greater value than the original ones. And when it says pichatu istira detzonita, when it says they incurred a loss, it means that they received defective coins. That's istira detzonita, that is only useful for a wound. They received coins that cannot be used as currency. It's only used as like a bandage for wounds. So when they were dividing the money between themselves, what happened? They found some old coins, which became rusty or became invalidated by the currency of the government. And therefore they lost some or all of their value, these coins. And they weren't good for anything except just pieces of metal. So when they divide the coins that they are left with, they do so in proportion to how much each one invested. But it doesn't apply to in a case where they actually earned profits. In that case, Shmuel could be correct that we divide the profits equally, not proportionate to what each one invested. The new Mishnah begins, Mishaya Nasui Arba Anashim Vemit, starting to sound like Yevamot over here. In a case of one who was married to four women, and then he died, Harishona kodemet lashniya. The woman he married first, she has seniority, she precedes the woman he married second regarding claiming her ketubah. Ushniya lashlishit, ushlishit lerviit, and so on. The second precedes the third precedes the fourth. Verishona nishba'at lashniya. Now, the first wife, she swears to the second one that she took nothing from the properties that were owned by everyone from the estate, that she didn't take anything in a way that is of stealing for herself. She has to swear that she didn't receive anything, and then she collects her ketubah. And also, Ushniya l'shlishit, Ushlishit l'revi'it. The second has to swear to the third, and the third to the revi'it. V'harevi'it nifra'at shelo bishvua. And the fourth wife, when she is paid her share for her ketubah, she doesn't have to swear to anybody. Ben Anas Omer, Ben Anas says, V'chim ipnei she'yacharona niskeret? What, just because she's last, so she gains this advantage? She gains this advantage that she doesn't have to swear? After all, she's also being paid from the property, which would otherwise go to the Yatomim. Why doesn't she have to swear? Ela, af hi lo tipara ela bishvua. She also is not paid without first swearing. However, hayu yotzot kulam biyom echad. If all the ketubot were issued on the same day, not like the case we just said, where one was before the second before the third, if the ketubot were issued all on the same day, so then kol hakodemet lechaverta afilu sha'a achat zachta. Whichever wife's ketubah came before the other, even by a single moment, she acquires the right to be paid first. The one that was signed first, even though it was only a few minutes before the next one, she acquires the right to be paid first. V'kach hayu kotvim b'Yerushalayim sha'ot. And that's why the practice was in Yerushalayim that on the ketubah they would write the exact hour when the ketubah was signed, in order to show, in order for the person who has that ketubah to show that even though they were on the same day, all these three or four ketubot, but she was the first one based on the hour that was written. Hayu kulan yotzot b'sha'a achat. Let's say all the ketubot were written in the same hour. Ve'en sham ela maneh. And there's only 100 dinarim in the estate with which to pay all of them. Cholkot b'shaveh. All the women divide the money equally.